أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the example of that person whose heart Allah has opened for Islam, and that is when the nur of Allah Ta'ala comes into that person. The sign of this is this person accepts Islam fully and totally. He does not suffer from any inferiority complex wherever he is. He does not shy away from the beard, the topi, the kurta, making namaz in front of non-Muslims if he has to at the airports, etc. He is convinced Islam is the true deen, and also the whole of deen. He accepts the whole interest system of Islam, that it is totally haram, whether it is in banking form, whether it is in insurance form, whatever. Also he accepts it totally, the capital punishments of Islam, that for stealing, the cutting of the hands, for adultery, the stoning to death. He does not feel at all that it is barbaric. He accepts it wholeheartedly. That is when that whole Islam has come into his heart, and this person is on great nur from Allah Ta'ala. Allah compares that person to another person who does not accept Islam, who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala at all, and he will get his punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So the second person, Allah gives his example of مَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. بھلا ایک وہ جو روکتا ہے اپنی منہ پر برا عذاب دن قیامت کے. Can he ever compare with that person? Can this person ever compare with the first person who tries him save himself from the adab with his own face on the day of Qiyamah? This means that he will come with his hands fastened behind his back. And when anyone wants to slap you, you see anything coming to your face, instantly, automatically, your hand rises to protect your face. And you try and push away that whatever you can. But the hands are fastened, so he can't save himself from the adab which is coming to his face. And the direct adab will come on the face. And then he wants to save the adab with his face, which is coming on his face, which is an impossible thing. So that adab is going to overtake him, fire is going to come towards him, snakes and scorpions will come to him, various types of adab, and they will attack him on his face. Whatever little he could do was use his hands to try and protect him. But his hands are also fastened. So that person who is in such a pitiable, such a terrible condition, and that person whose heart Allah opened for Islam, and when he makes Allah's ibadat with full conviction and with great enjoyment, where can the two ever be the same? وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. اور کہے گا بے انصافوں کو چکھو جو تم کماتے تھے. And now to all these wrongdoers who opposed Islam, who fought against the Muslims and Islam, who did all the wrong things, it will be announced and said to them, now taste of what you were doing in the world. Your actions of hatred for Allah, for deen, for the Muslims, and whatever you had done, today here is your punishment. Now taste this punishment which is coming towards you. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ جُتْلَا چُكَ هَيْ اُنْسَ أَغْلِهِ. And many people from before the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, before the kuffar of Makkah, always the history of mankind shows that people falsified and denied and did not believe in Allah Ta'ala and went against the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. پھر پہنچا ان پر عذاب ایسی جگہ سے کہ ان کو خیال بھی نہ تھا. And then punishment came upon them from such sources and areas which they had no thought about also. In this very world, Allah Ta'ala sent adab upon them. The people of Thamud, the people of Lut, the people of Ad, strong, powerful nations, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, wealthy nation, business class people. But all of them, when Allah's adab came, they did not know what hit them from which side. That was already in this world. and then the adab in the akhirat will also come. So how can these people ever be equal to those people who submit totally to Allah and who have found the great joy and the great pleasure of Islam right in their hearts already? When they make ibadat, they enjoy the ibadat. That tilawat, they enjoy. These people and those who are in such adab, can the two ever be the same? So try and make an effort that you also become amongst those people, that the nur of Islam, the nur of Allah enters your heart. فَأَذَاقُهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزِيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. پھر چکھائیں ان کو اللہ نے رسوائی دنیا کی زندگی میں. Then Allah Ta'ala caused them to be humiliated and disgraced in this very worldly life. And not only that they were disgraced and humiliated in their time, but in the record books of history it has gone down that how these people were destroyed. They were such a great, powerful, mighty nation, but what happened to them finally and how they were destroyed. Wala adabul akhirati akbar, aur adab akhirat ka to bahut hi bara hai. And the punishment of the year after is much worse than all the punishment that they have gone through in this very world. Agar unko samajh hoti, had they had any understanding. And this then address to us that we should have understanding. Don't disobey Allah. Don't follow and get influence to have a watered down Islam, to have a modern type of Islam, that anyone who practices the true deen, that we call him an extremist, we call him a fundamentalist. Today, not the non-Muslims, Muslims themselves, right in the family. If one of the sons, one of the daughters, son-in-law wants to try and practice Islam properly, we call him an extremist. We call him a fundamentalist. And so there are great warnings for this type of attitude, that Islam which Allah speaks about is not the Islam of today, the Islam which Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the Islam. This Islam is not an Egyptian Islam. It is not a Saudi Salafi Islam. It is not an Irani Shia Islam. It is not a Pakistani Qadiani Islam. It is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That which has come and Allah has promised to keep it protected and safe till the day of Qiyamah, and that Islam is existing today as well. In the name of the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the name of the ulama of Dioban, that same true Islam which is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is existing, and that is that Islam that we have to follow. Not any modern system that legalizes TV, that legalizes banking interest, etc. Not that type of Islam. The Islam which Allah had given to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and that is the Islam which our hearts must open up to and accept wholeheartedly. Wa akhiru da'wana.